Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by the actors of nightlife, Pia Zemlic and Marco Mandic. Thank you very much for joining us, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Would you be able to tell our listeners a little something about your characters, the characters that you portray in the movie?
I'm Lia. I'm a middle-aged wife. Of highly educated, obviously, in somewhat normal family, wife. She also teaches on university, and suddenly her life crashes because the police finds her husband naked on a pavement, bitten by dogs, and the whole film is about that night that follows.
It's really horrific sight. Yeah. Marco.
And I'm friend of her husband, co-worker, uh-huh. And during the night I'm also I receive her phone call, and I come there. And I'm also very, surprised with what happened.
The obligatory follow-up question is, I'd just like to ask you, how did you first get involved with the film? And what did you think of the characters when you first read them?
Okay. I was on audition twice, I think. I wasn't sure at the beginning, because it is a true story, you see. The film was filmed after what really happened. It was inspired by. So in film we know that really happened, and it happened again, or what?
Yeah,
is this a setup, or they were true, that there is a clan with dogs and something, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was a bit revolted because of that, yeah. But then I soon realized it's not a film about that at all, that it's a film about fear, of losing fear from media, fear from relations, fear of, yeah. It's really intimate film about an individual that is put in a devastating position, and then realizes that their moral and ethical standards aren't as high up as they thought they were.
Yeah, yeah.
This Leah. Yeah. So this is the things, I think.
It's very unsettling, I think.
Yes,
yeah, in a moral way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about you? How did you first become involved in the film?
Actually, also through audition, and what was nice working on. When we rehearsed, because with Damien Cozzolet, the director of the movie, it was really nice finding those atmospheres which were necessary to be there, which are not, for example, the whole movie could be done also very hysterical, but I think it's the real atmospheres when something cruel like that happened. Yeah. You are really silent. You are a significant scene for me in the movie, to give us also the impression of this, was also this really like a documentary scene when they find the body on the bloody body. And so it takes time to the police to come, emergency to come, and all those guys could also, sometimes you feel like they should shout or something like this, but actually you're caught in some kind of tension. And I think also it's so, for me, one of the last sentences when the doctor says to a main character, fuck all this, what people think, what media think, it's important that he's alive. And actually, I think this is the main message for the movie, that we are so restricted with our, you know, our minds, our ideas, how we should behave, what we should hide, what we shouldn't say. And I think it's sometimes it's necessary to speak, but we are somehow impotent to do this.
Well, if it because the film feels so real, does that mean that when you're acting, you find yourself in the position that you have to ignore the cameras? And what are the challenges of doing that?
Not so much that. Obviously, you are acting something. It was more how to put it so densed, you know. I'm a more energetic person. I'm a vivid person, and how to do that and not lose it, you know, how to put that all in a shell and not let it out like a steam, not shout, not cry too much, but it is there in your eyes, it is there on your face. That was a challenge, acting challenge, and but I'm really pleased and happy that I was offered such a kind of role, because I had to act like that because of the atmosphere, because of the rhythm of the film. So that was a challenge.
And you sort of had to restrain your performance as well. There's the energy of the film kind of required it.
Yeah, and actually, I think it was the code was this documentary code. So somehow, and also Damien was in this really good leader, how to be very precise in intonations, which sometimes, you know, we would make them, I don't know, it's really subtle difference, but it has to be right in the time and with the correct pace and I don't know, with this real feeling of the situation.
Wonderful. Well, I'm actually going to have to wrap up the interview, but it was a great pleasure talking with you. Thanks very much. Great performances.
Thank
I really
you.
Enjoyed the film.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.